be the hands and feet, living out God's love for all His children. This is the author, Nick Vujicic, with Paul Bamer, Cassandra Campbell, and David Ligodzinski. Encouragers and guides. As I've written before, my other influences as a teenager included my high school's janitor, Mr. Arnold. For some reason, everyone called him Mr. Arnold, even though Arnold was his first name. I never knew his last name, but he was always there for me and the other students. He encouraged me to talk openly about my struggles with my disabilities and my faith. First with the students in the Christian teen group he led, and then with the other students and groups around the area. I didn't think of myself as an evangelist even remotely at that point. I was more interested in breaking down barriers between people and simply sharing how I did not think hope existed until I allowed God to help. Over time, I saw that my stories inspired others, especially when I explained how I finally came to understand I wasn't one of God's rare mistakes and that we are all beautiful and perfect creations in His eyes. When I heard my first professional motivational speaker, Reggie Dabbs, who gave a talk at my high school, he quieted nearly 1,400 restless students and left them inspired simply by telling his life story, which was a message of hope. You can't change your past, but you can change your future. Reggie showed me there could be a path to a career in public speaking. Because of the times in my life when I felt different due to my lack of limbs, I always made it a point in my speeches to tell everyone they were beautiful and loved by God. I thought it was something people should hear. We are all beautiful as God's creations. Even when I began to see myself growing into a career as a professional speaker, my focus was more in the inspirational and motivational realm. I knew many people did not want to hear a faith-based message, but as they heard me talk about my life, love, hope, and faith in general terms, they felt free to ask questions about faith. Even then, I still didn't see myself as a role model for other Christians or aspiring Christians. My dad didn't either. He kept encouraging me to get degrees in accounting and business. I took his advice, figuring it wouldn't hurt to have a backup plan if speaking didn't work out.